This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
A four-alarm fire on Church Street downtown, right between the historic Guarantee and Verizon buildings, covered blocks of the city in thick smoke and cost an estimated $6 million in damage. The fire took hours to bring under control, but it could have been much worse. Here's WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Right now, there is no anticipated danger to either the Guarantee building or the Verizon building on the other side of the fire.
Buffalo Permits and Inspections Commissioner Kathy Emder says firefighters have wire lines charged the Verizon and Guarantee buildings just in case the fire at the Paul William Belts building on Church Street spread. As far as the Belts building itself,
the Department of Permit and Inspection Services brought in, we're bringing in an excavator so that if the fire department needs help accessing hot spots, we can help and get in there. We may need to turn off fuel, natural gas, to the area. So we ask businesses and residents around the area to be patient with us.
The building was code compliant for the time, according to Emder, as it was constructed in the 1960s. Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Two of Buffalo's most historic buildings right on the either side of that fire, so could have been much worse, but appears that any damage right now is limited. The fire and huge cloud of smoke drawing many onlookers who spoke with WBEN at the scene.
Matt Battistella was working on the 13th floor of the Guarantee building yesterday afternoon when a fire at Paul William Belts forced him to evacuate. He says he didn't notice any smoke until he got to the lower floors.
By the second floor, you know, we really got the smoke, and once we got to the ground level, it was significant. Significant enough where, you know, me and my coworkers were coughing a little bit.
Becky and Kathleen say they were sitting in their car on Ohio Street when they noticed a plume of smoke in the sky.
The more we looked at it, the closer we got to the city, we're like, that's a fire. That's a fire.
But they were not black like that. There was like a creamy beige
like
color.
A brick color, yes.
So it didn't look like a fire. I was hoping it was just like a malfunctioning of a machine and not a fire.
We came down the stairwell, I think by floor two, I noticed the railings getting a little warm.
It does sound like it may have started in the kitchen on the second floor. I cannot confirm that, though. I have not been in the building.
And then by the basement floor, we noticed the smoke, and two of our excellent firemen got us out of there real quick, got us to safety across the street. And at that point is where I noticed how aggressive the smoke really was from the other side of the building.
I'm just grateful it's not the Verizon building or the Guarantee building.
How did you find out about this?
From WBEN.
Zach Benq, WBEN.com News.
Well, thanks to everyone for sticking with us as we brought you live updates throughout the day yesterday on that building. But again, a lot of people just kind of thankful this morning
that
it didn't spread. It could have been much,
it
much
really could
worse.
Have. Pretty
downtown.
Scary situation. And you could see the smoke for miles and miles.
I was going to say, you know, these people in the car were not the only ones who could see that smoke or
right.
were stopped in traffic because of the smoke. And, you know, we say that could have been much worse. It still was a terrible fire. $6 million, over $6
right.
million dollars
right.
in damage. That's the current estimate.
And 100 firefighters on the scene. And luckily, one was treated for dehydration.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Another way that we're kind of lucky with this massive fire again in downtown Buffalo. If you want to read more, see some images, you can do so over at WBEN.com.
Companies across the country starting to put a dollar amount on the effect of tariffs. Christiane Cordero is here with more.
America's biggest corporations are flashing new warning signs about the impact of tariffs. General Motors predicting up to $5 billion in extra costs this year. Hershey, which imports cocoa beans, expects to lose $20 million per quarter. And Apple says it could take a $900 million hit from tariffs this quarter.
Well, a mixed earnings report late Thursday from Amazon. Connell McShane has more.
Was able to beat Wall Street's estimate for the company's first quarter. Here's some details on it. Net sales at Amazon went up by 9% from this time last year. So that's $155 billion in the first quarter in net sales. Amazon did offer a lighter than expected guidance, however, for its second quarter. What Amazon is estimating is that somewhere between $13 and $17 billion will be earned in this current quarter, whereas the Wall Street analysts are saying they were expecting close to $18
billion. Amazon noted that tariffs and trade policies, recessionary fears, among a range of factors that could make its guidance subject to change, which is what a lot of these big businesses are saying, that, you know, they're releasing a forecast, but
things are changing potentially every day.
Yeah, it's like a forecast from the 50s, you know,
right.
without the weather technology. They don't know what the heck
yeah.
they're going to get in the next 9 months.
The real ID deadline has been extended at least five times since 2008, and yet the latest deadline is approaching. Many Americans just getting around to it. Starting next week, May 7th, if you're flying out of U.S. airports, you'll need to show TSA agents your real ID-compliant driver's license or another form of compliant identification, such as an enhanced driver's license here in New York, to get through security. We have more from Dave Packer.
The looming Real ID deadline is backing up local DMVs in parts of the country, including Fayetteville, North Carolina, where Tony Womack says people look exhausted.
They told me come back at 7 in the morning.
Fort Bragg soldier Michael Etheridge spent 8 hours waiting.
Then they give you like a number to come back, but once you do that, but their system went down today, so it was backed up.
Some local officials calling for yet another extension. The local deadline was supposed to be nearly 17 years ago. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Wow.
It's next week.
Delay after delay after delay. Maybe we'll get another one. Anyways, the Transportation Department rolling out a new plan to address a shortage of air traffic controllers across the country. New initiatives include financial incentives to graduates who finish initial training milestones, expediting the process for routine medical and security clearances, and rewarding academy graduates assigned to facilities that are hard to staff.
This comes just days after massive delays at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey due to equipment issues. The FAA now slowing traffic there, saying there are severe staffing shortages. Delays at Newark could last for months. The average departure delay is about 1 hour, and the average arrival delay is more than 300 minutes. Rena Roy, ABC News, New York.
Well, 4 years after the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust, people across the country are now getting a chance to see the film.
It's out today and the reviews are in. The New York Times says it's hard to watch because of Hutchins' death. And USA Today says watching it, it's easy to be rattled by the gunshots. The movie is in some theaters and available on streaming services. The film's armorer is serving 18 months in prison, meanwhile, for involuntary manslaughter for failing to secure the gun on the set. Charges against Alec Baldwin were dismissed last year.
I got to say, I really don't have much interest in seeing this. What about you?
No, but that doesn't really have to do...
No.
Actually, any interest I would have in seeing it would be out of curiosity.
Because of all that happened.
The entire case.
Exactly.
But I can absolutely see how somebody would say it's tough to watch.
Yeah.
After, you know, everything you've seen. And I was wondering, now it's out on streaming and in some theaters. I was kind of thinking at the time, like... Is this movie all of a sudden going to be a major release because of all the controversy surrounding it? I don't think any movie has gotten as much airtime or publicity as Rust, but apparently not the case. People just don't want to have anything to do with it.
Even at the time, I was thinking, are they even going to finish this movie?
Yeah, that, right? I mean, logical question. They did, which is kind of crazy in and of itself. But it is out today if you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We're curious.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for temperatures falling through the 60s and into the 50s by this evening. We will have a chance for some spotty showers, and primarily any thunderstorm activity will be across the southern tier. For a Friday night, we'll have temperatures that are dropping into the upper 40s, scattered showers, possibly a rumble of thunder as well. And for our Saturday, we'll have on and off again rain showers, potentially a rumble of thunder here, and temperatures that are much cooler in the mid and low 50s. We'll have rain showers yet again on Sunday with highs in the mid and low 50s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Ryan Hassenauer, who is with Batavia Downs and Western Regional Off-Track Betting, talking about Kentucky Derby Day coming up tomorrow. Ryan, this has got to be, I would imagine, one of, if not your busiest day of the year.
Good morning, Susan and Ryan. Yeah, it's kind of like our Super Bowl, if you will. Just a quick aside, you know, listening to you guys in the weigh-in, I was flashing back to fourth grade with the Erie Canal song there, just ingrained in the memories of every public, everyone who went to public school in New York.
Yeah, and but you never heard it that way.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So tomorrow, what is going on that Western New York should be aware of with the Derby?
So the celebration for the Derby actually starts today. Advanced wagering starts in just about 2 hours from now at 10:30 at the OTB branches across Western New York. You can check out your local OTB. Go to westernotb.com/locations to find an easy bet or a branch near you. And then tomorrow, of course, we're going to be opening up same time, 10:30. We're going to be beginning our big celebration on site right away with Derby glasses and Derby T-shirt drawings. That will be happening at the OTB branches and here at Batavia Downs and our ITW upstairs, alongside of the big Derby Superfecta special. $35 is going to get you your a $25 free play, $5 wager on the Kentucky Derby, a free program, and a half chicken barbecue down in our Park Place room, which is kind of like our event center where we're going to have large TVs. You can watch all the different races because, guys, there's a lot of races leading up to the Derby, and that'll give you some intel on who might be the hot jockey or what the best strategy is for racing up until the big race. It's at 6:57.
Yeah, the chicken barbecue is more my language because I'm looking at the whole sheet and all these numbers and different things. I think the Amazon report on earnings made more sense to me yesterday. How do you make sense of this for people who are just there, you know, once a year, want to have some fun betting on the Derby and then get a little overwhelmed looking at, all the superfecta, exacta, daily double, and everything else?
Well, the nice thing is there's going to be volunteers from our OTB offices in each one of these branches that'll help you make your wagers. So whether you're over at the Whirly Branch or up at River Road or over at Clinton Street, there'll be somebody there that'll help you. There's also videos on the Western OTB website from our friend Nick the Railbird, and short YouTube videos teaching you how to read a program and what all those numbers might mean. But really, a lot of people, Brian, are just going to go ahead and take a selection from the horse they think looks the best. They like a name. You know, I heard the gentleman talking earlier about Sandman. The folks from Metallica heard about that and sent everybody in Sandman stable Metallica gear. So they're all dressed up in that stuff. The late Toby Keith has a horse in this race, and a lot of people are latching onto that. Jason Wirth, former MLB star, he's got a horse in the race as well. So again, early wagering starts today in just about 2 hours. So, make sure you're getting out there.
So Ryan, I'm thinking that if you're going to put a small bet on a horse, you might as well go with a long shot, right? For the biggest payoff. Is that a good strategy?
To make the money on the Derby, a couple years ago we had a long shot winner there, and Rich Strike came from the back of the pack and won and paid $163.60 for a $2 win bet. And I was just discussing this with some of the folks here, including our new president and CEO Byron Brown, about the strategy. And to make money, you got to almost bet against the favorite sometimes. I know journalism is going to be in there; he's going to be commanding a lot of money, as is possibly Sandman and Sovereignty is the second and third choice favorites. But you got to take a look at some of these other horses, maybe like the Japanese horse Luxor Cafe, the 7, or Tiz Tastic, whose father won the Belmont back in 2020. Some of these horses have good breeding, and it might be a little rainy in Churchill Downs tomorrow, so we'll have to keep an eye on the weather there as well.
Wow. I always marvel at the knowledge that you and everyone else has, because I could not have told you who Tiz Tastic's father, mother, or brother was. You got it right off the top of your head. I mean, things like that, I think most people don't think of. You hear about it a little bit in the lead up to the race if you tune in. But, I mean, how much of that kind of stuff do you pay attention to just on a daily basis leading up to the Derby or any other race?
Well, really, you got to do your homework, right? And there's an old phrase that you never say anything bad about a racehorse till it's been dead for 10 years, because a horse can go to the breeding shed and produce some offspring that go on to success. There's two horses in this race that are the sons of American Pharoah, the winner of the Triple Crown that broke the streak there a long, long time ago. We had that 20-something year gap between Triple Crown winners. So, there's some great horses with some great lineage here. And the Burnham Square, which I think was mentioned by the gentleman earlier, he's got Brian Hernandez Jr., the jockey that won last year's Kentucky Derby. So these jockeys, they know the track, so it's important to pay attention not only to the horses and the lineage, but pay attention to who's on the back, who's giving the directions, who's riding these horses. That can be a big factor in this as well.
I've never heard that saying before, so I'll hold off. I had some bad things to say about Funny Side, but it's another 7-8 years.
Yeah.
I got to wait.
You better wait.
Oh.
Right, you got to wait.
Hold off.
Hey, Ryan, Bob Baffert is a name even novices will know in horse racing.
Sure.
He's back this year after a 3-year ban. What are his horses? Do you know?
So he's got Citizen Bull, who's the number one horse, and that, I will tell you, is a very, very tough draw. There's a 20-horse field here today, or tomorrow, I should say, and when the race begins, if you've watched old Kentucky Derbies, you can see that the horse from the one hole, they call it the one hole, on the rail, has to break good, because if they don't do that, they're going to get stuck behind all other 19 horses who are breaking ahead of them and trying to get to the rail the shortest distance around the track. So the horses that are in those 1, 2, 3 spots, they've got to break well. They've got to do what they can to kind of get ahead of everybody. Bob Baffert's horse did scratch. His other horse, Rodriguez, is the one scratch that happened. The number 4 horse will not be in the race tomorrow, but the number 21 horse, who is an also eligible Beza, they are coming into the race. So it still will be a 20-horse field, but as it stands right now, I believe Bob's only got the one horse, the Citizen Bull.
Okay, and did you say the time is 6:57? Is that a hard time? tomorrow?
It is not a hard time. Typically, they will hold the gate for a couple more minutes just to get everybody's wager in across the country, across the world, just to make sure that nobody gets shut out. They want to make sure that these pools, they call that the money that's put together there, are as big as possible so we can have some nice big payouts. In fact, when Rich Strike won back in 2022, the $2 trifecta paid $14,000. So there's some very big money to be made, even if you're just a casual fan looking to just place a wager on the race tomorrow.
There's, and we're speaking with Ryan Hassenauer with Batavia Downs Western Regional OTB about the Kentucky Derby coming up. Admire Daytona. And it says here he's from Japan. Mm-hmm. I feel like jet lag with horses has to be a thing, right? I mean, why would anybody put money on him?
So you're absolutely right. You know, that is one of the knocks on the Japanese bred horses is that they do have to travel so far. And a lot of them, even though they're bred and raced sometimes in Japan, they'll often go over to Saudi Arabia and race in those races, and that's how they earn their derby points. Similar to like the NCAA basketball tournament, if you win your conference title, you get into the big dance. It's kind of the same thing with horse racing. There's a bunch of smaller races that take place in March and early April, and when you win those races or come in second and third, you earn points. And basically when they release who's going to be in the Kentucky Derby, it's the top point getters. So some of these horses are bouncing around to get these points, and the American horses, it's easy. You're just flying from coast to coast. It's not that much of an issue, but imagine flying from Japan to Saudi Arabia to pick up 10 Derby points. It can definitely wear on anybody, jockeys, owners, and horses. So, but we did have a Japanese horse come second last year, just barely got beat out the wire. That was Forever Young. And it's not a question of if, but maybe when a Japanese horse will win the Kentucky Derby. Not sure if it's going to happen this year with either Admire Daytona or Luxor Cafe, the 6 and 7 are the two Japanese bred horses, but I think that day's coming soon at some point, Brian.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That's a lot. You know, the more you talk about it, the more I get excited for the Kentucky Derby. And Ryan, thanks so much. Great place to go check out the action, of course, Batavia Downs and Western Regional OTB.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.